The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
A very good afternoon to you all. This is Radio Southland, 96.4 FM. I'm Peter Miller. This is the 60s Sensations. We start off today's program with a tune sung by Dion and the Balance. You'll know this, A Teenager in Love.
It almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. Yes, I learned to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. Make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a
Now that was Dion and the Belmonts, A Teenager in Love.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
Tune now sung by Gene Pitney. This one's called A Town Without Pity.
Without pity can do. Daughter, alive when these little minds tear you in two. What a town without pity can do. No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity can do.
That was Gene Pitney, and the tune's called A Town Without Pity.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
Cliff Richard, now this is A Voice in the Wilderness.
Was so heavy with longing for you. My arms were so lonely, lonesome and blue. Alone in my sorrow, I heard a voice cry, a voice in the wilderness, a voice from the sky. Have faith in your darling, the voice seemed to say. Be true to her memory, she'll come back one day. And though there was no one, nobody to see, a voice in the wilderness brought comfort to me. We had a quarrel, I was unkind. Come back to me, darling, I am for your touch. Have pity, come back now, I need you so much. Believe me and you'll hear it, the voice from above. The voice in the wilderness, the voice of true love.
Cliff Richard, A Voice in the Wilderness.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Okay, I have an instrumental now played by Horst Den Scowie and his orchestra. This is A Walk in the Black Forest.
Thank you.
That was Horst Dan Scowie and his orchestra, A Walk in the Black Forest.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
Tune now sung by Marty Robbins, probably his most famous tune, A White Sport Coat. Marty Robbins and A White Sport Coat.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Procol Harum's best tune, or probably his most well-known one, A Wider Shade of Pale.
see. But I wander through my playing cards.
That was Procol Harum and What a Shade of Pale.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
The Seekers now, and this is A World of Our Own. That was The Seekers, A World of Our Own.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Okay, tune now sung by Peter and Gordon. It's called A World Without Love.
say I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune, and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what say, I won't stay in a world without love. True love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. They say I won't stay in a world without love.
Now that was Peter and Gordon, A World Without Love. We've got the Kingston Trio now. The tune's called A Worried Man.
Big brother.
That was the Kingston Trio, A Worried Man.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
Song now sung by George Hamilton. It's called Abilene.
Alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Crowded city,
George Hamilton and Jim Sword Abilene.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Song now sung by Dion. It's called Abraham, Martin and John.
Didn't you love the things that
was Dion, and the tune was called Abraham, Martin and John.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
A tune now sung by Ringo is called Acting Naturally.
Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies. Biggest fool that ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part and I won't need rehearsing. All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. The biggest fool that ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally.
And there was Ringo, of course, Act Naturally. Ray Stevens is up there now, and this is Ahab the Arab. Hang on, here we go.
Tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheikh of the burning sands. He had emeralds and rubies just a dripping off of him, and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Bays, the swingin'est number one dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. 'Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they've been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd sing, oh, yo. Which is Aramex, whoa, babies, and Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent, jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent, and he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho ho. There she was, friends and neighbors laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of chitterlings, two bananas,
three Hershey bars and sipping on an R.O.C. cocoa, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry, and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, "Does your chewing gum lose its flavor?" And Ahab walk up to her and he say, "Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah." Which is Aramaic for, "Let's twist again like we did last summer, baby." And she say, sudden the sun walked in. Ahab knew that this was the end. Him and Fatima was caught by surprise, and the sun had fire flashing out of his eyes. Well, a sudden charge that Ahab, intending to make a dent in his head, but he fled with Fatima, and out of the tent they went. They jumped on Clyde and started to ride, cutting out across the sand with the sun's whole army in hot pursuit. On and on they ran. Well, to make a long story short, they got away, 'cause there weren't no animal alive what could keep up with Clyde once he got started, 'cause he was the swiftest steed on the old desert babies. And they made it across the border way, how popped all his rubies and emeralds, and the bottom was swinging little split level pad, and lived happy ever after. Yeah, and that's the story about it. The Ahab, the Sheikah of the Burning Sands. Ahab, the Arab,
the swinging. Okay, Ahab, the Abab. Yeah, good story there. Here is Pat Boone, "Ain't That a Shame."
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Said, "We'll part, ain't that a shame?" My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Farewell, goodbye. Although I'll try. You said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Farewell, goodbye. Although I'll cry.
That was Pat Boone, "Ain't That a Shame."
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
Next up we have Gene Pitney, tune's called "Aladdin's Lamp."
Girl I love would only love me too. gold or wealth or fame. I'm searching for a way to change her name. I'll ask for her lips, her arm. I've gotta hold her tight. Well, tell me where on earth is a lamp tonight? I've heard that in days of old, the lamp did whatever it was told. So when I find that thing, I'm wishing her.
It was Gene Pitney, Aladdin's Lamp. Good tune.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
Here's Fleetwood Mac, and this is Albatross. That was Fleetwood Mac, and Albatross.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Next we have Cilla Black, and this one's Alfie.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, Alfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel.
That was Cilla Black and Alfie.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
Brenda Lee now, All Alone Am I.
All alone am I, ever since you all alone with just the beat of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Just the lonely beating of my heart. All alone with just the beat of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Just the lonely beating of my heart. No other voice can say the words. My heart must hear to ever sing again.
the words you used to whisper low. No.
That was Brenda Lee, All Alone Am I.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Okay, we're tuned now sung by Bill Parsons, and it's called The All American Boy.
Rocking in a rolling zone, impressing the girls, picking hot licks, and all that jazz. I bought me a guitar a year ago, learned how to play in a day or so, and all around town it was well understood that I was knocking them out like Johnny B. Goode. Hot licks, showing off. Number one. Did I practice all day and up into the night? My papa's hair was turning white, 'cause he didn't like rocking the road. He said, "You can stay, boy, but that's gotta go. He's a square. He just didn't dig me at all." So I took my guitar, picks and all, bid farewell. Memphis, where they say you all, and them swinging cats are having a ball session. Hot licks and all, they dig it. I rockin' and a poppin', and I was a-gettin' the breaks. The girls all said that I had what it takes. When up stepped a man with a big cigar, he said, "Come here, cat, I'm gonna make you a star. I put you on bandstand, buy you a Cadillac, sign you a kid." I signed my name and became a star, having a ball with my guitar, driving a big long Cadillac, fighting the girls off in the back. They just kept coming, screaming. Here I am. Uncle Sam needs you, boy. I'm gonna cut your hair off. Take that rifle, kid. Give me that guitar. Yeah.
That was The All-American Boy, sung by Bill Parsons. Dusty Springfield now, a tune called All Cried Out.
Yeah.
Dusty Springfield, All Cried Out.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
The Kinks, and this is All Day and All of the Night. It was the Kinks, All Day and All of the Night.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland
96.4 FM.
The Everly Brothers now, and this is All I Have to Do is Dream.
Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
Everly Brothers. All I have to do is dream.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
We have a song that's sung by Cher, All I Really Wanted to Do.
if you spin or do you win? Or select you, or dissect you, or inspect you, or reject you.
It was Sheer, All I Really Wanted to Do, Say the Birds. Also put out a lovely version of that tune. Okay, here are the Beatles, All My Loving.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
The Beatles, on My Loving. Elvis now, all shook up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
And it was Elvis and he shook up.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The Beatles, All You Need Is Love.
all you need. Love is 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 all you need.
It was the Beatles, All You Need Is Love.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
Bent Fabric and his piano are going to play a tune that's now called Alley Cat. That was Bent Fabric and his piano, and the tune was called Alley Cat. Okay, now we have the Hollywood Argyles, and this is Alley Oop.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. Back a long time ago, he don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. Your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of howl. Like
toughest man that is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
Rides through the jungle, tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. The king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Ride, daddy, ride. Ohio dinosaur.
That was the Hollywood Argyle. The tune was called Alley-Oop.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Okay, next up, a tune from Andy Williams is called Almost There.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
The coast is now Along Came Jones.
Slap down in my ears. I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed
her. And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzz.
And then
along came John. Talking John. So walking John.
Ooh, talking John.
Along came lonely, lanky John. Came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. Should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was having fits.
That feeling said,
give me the deed to your ranch or I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then
along came Joan. Talking Joan. Slow walking Joan.
Ooh, talking Joan.
Along came lonely, lanky Joan. There was the same old shoot 'em up and the same old rodeo. Saw the Sammo was trying to stuff Sweet Sue in a burlap sack.
That feeling sad.
Don't give me the beauty or I'll tie you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
a train started coming.
And then
along came John. Talking Joan. Slow walking Joan.
Slow talking Joan.
Along came lonely, lanky Jones. Along came lonely, lanky Jones.
And it was the Coasters, Along Came Jones.
This is 60 Sensations with Peter Miller on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Okay, I'm going to play a track now. This one is called Alice's Restaurant. It's quite long. It was quite popular, apparently, in 1967. And it's got a nice big story to it. So here we go. It's actually sung by a fella called Ario Guthrie. So here we go.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Foch is a dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. we got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving, and we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before, and with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage, and we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obi. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and just wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obi, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obi for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obi could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obi, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car." And that's what we did, and sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened here. They got three stop signs, two police officers, and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in a newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, "Kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt." And I said, "Obi, I can understand you wanting my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for?" And it said, "Kid, we don't want any hangings." Said, "Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering?" Obi said he was making sure, and friends, Obi was, because he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll, and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, "All rise." We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures. And the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there was nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like the, I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, "Kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, "Shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. Kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. 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 Kill." And I started jumping up and down, yelling, "Kill. Kill." And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down. Set me down the hall, said, "You're our boy, and you feel too good about it." Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I went, finally came to see the very last man. I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, "What do you want?" He said, "Kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested?" I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacree, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that. And then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, "Kid, did you ever go to court?" I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and stopped me right there and said, "Kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid!" And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you if you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And here was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. father April sitting right there on the bench next to me. And one day was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, "Kid, what'd you get?" I said, "I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage." He said, "What were you arrested for, kid?" And I said, "Littering." And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball and all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, "And creating a nuisance." And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and that's the kind of thing you got to say. Pretend to about the crime, want to know the rest of the officer's name, and that's the kind of thing you got to say." And it talked for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on the Group W bench because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, you don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folders, and study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation, or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in, say, 'Shrink, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant,' and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is, the Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
That was horrible. One end Warren stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four-part harmony in the feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Accepting Alice.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At Alice's restaurant.
There was Ario Guthrie, Alice's restaurant, quite a long song, and I hope you enjoyed it. I had a wee giggle as I actually listened to the words, and I'm now trying to find the next tune, but that's okay. We'll play this one instead. It's called Simon & Garfunkel, America.
All come to look for America.
It was Simon Garfunkel, America.
You're listening to 60 Sensations with your host, Peter Miller, on Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz.
Ingrid Humperdinck now, and it is a tune called Am I That Easy to Forget?
They say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I had for you. Guess I could find somebody new. But I don't want no one but you. How can you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want his love much more than mine. 'Cause I'll just say we've never met. If I'm that easy to forget.
Am I that easy to forget? Sadly, we come to the end of today's program. I do hope you enjoyed it. Please remember that today's program is repeated next Saturday afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m. So if you'd like to hear it all again, that's the time to listen in. Today's show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from this site. Just look for the programs tab. Links to stream podcasts can also be found on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe to the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. Or there's the updated AccessMedia.New Zealand app. Look for the Kiwi Fruit logo. Just download it for free from Google Play. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Until we do it all again next week, I'm looking forward to next week, is related to Kiwi-only artists. Kiwis who made it in the 60s, and there are a lot of them. I spent hours finding the tunes on the weekend, so if you're a Kiwi fan, Or if you're overseas and you want to hear what Kiwis listened to in the 60s, listen in next week. So till then, see ya.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.